Hundreds of foreign migrants entered the European Union Wednesday through the cornfields of Croatia. The migrants were welcomed in Croatia after Hungary blocked its border with Serbia. Some Hungarian police used tear gas and fired water cannon at some people still trying to enter the country. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of the migrants. "I was shocked to see how these refugees and migrants were treated," he said. "It is not acceptable." In Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called for a special conference to discuss the migrant crisis. She also called for European nations to work together. More than 430,000 non-Europeans have entered the continent this year, and nearly 3,000 have died trying. The United States said Wednesday it is considering an offer from Russia to hold military-to-military talks about the Syrian conflict. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke about the offer a day after talking with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He added that the U.S. is considering the talks because it does not have a clear understanding of why Russia has increased its military presence in Syria. Recently, U.S. officials warned Russia that its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad threatens to make the conflict worse. A Yemeni government spokesman says Yemen's cabinet has returned to the country. The cabinet ministers chose to live in exile in Saudi Arabia for several months because of fighting with Shiite Houthi rebels. The conflict began 1 year ago. Supported by Iran, the rebels surrounded President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi in the city of Aden earlier this year. He was also forced to flee to Saudi Arabia. There was no sign that he was planning to return. Soldiers with Burkina Faso's Presidential Guard detained the country's acting prime minister and president on Wednesday. The Presidential Guard were said to be holding the two officials as hostages. Military spokesmen tell VOA's French to Africa service that soldiers forced their way into a cabinet meeting. The soldiers then arrested President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Yacoba Isaac Zida, and other government ministers. At this time, the soldiers have not yet made any demands. The International Olympic Committee has announced 5 finalists under consideration to hold the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. 4 of the cities are in Europe. They are Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, and Rome. The 5th candidate is the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California. IOC President Thomas Bach called the candidates outstanding cities. This is the first Olympics planned under reforms that should reduce the cost of the event. Mr. Bach says the International Olympic Committee will donate $1.7 billion to the event. Final decision for which city will host will be made in 2017. I'm Jonathan Evans.